my opinion is, we live on the border. I've lived my life through all the troubles, from the day I've been born and the day I've lived in South Armagh. With no matter what they've agreed on, we've had nothing out of it. So it makes no difference to me at my stage of life now of what they do.
What do you mean you've had nothing out of it?
Both politicians on both sides are absolutely useless. They can walk out of Stormont, they can still be paid for. We have an election and we vote them back in again. What's the point?
We have peace. We're here in Newry at the moment.
We've got peace. The economy is booming. Yes, yes. Oh, the economy's booming, surely, yes. Of course it is. The economy's booming for the rich people.
So you don't think...
For the working class man is nothing. Working man is getting nothing out of it.
What were the 80s like? You remember the dark times, not just unemployment, but the troubles and
Well, I'll give you an example of the troubles and the troops in Northern Ireland. In South Armagh, we could have left our back doors open all day, every day. We had no drugs, we had no burglaries, we had no rapes, we had no murders. Now, you can rectify murder if you want to, but we had troubles, all of my life we had troubles. Personally, in my view now is we are no better off, peace process or no peace process. Things were bad during the troubles, surely, but we got on with our lives. Once you've seen mortars on the road, bombs going off, we had no, say, learning about that. We had to knuckle down.
So you always had work?
Yes, but I had to travel to Belfast in the height of the troubles, with threats, with army, you name it.
So it was tough.
But to turn a life, or a living, you had to go to work.
And post-Brexit, how do you think Northern Ireland will look? Obviously, the Republic will very much still be part of the
EU. Won't make any difference. It won't make any difference.
You don't think it'll make any difference?
Won't make any difference. England, the only reason England wants Northern Ireland is because the unionists are backing up the British government. The South of Ireland don't want us. We're stuck in the middle. We're holding now the whole EU, trying to hold the EU to ransom. We're not getting away with that, but we're holding the British government to ransom. So we've got a political party in Northern Ireland who, if they decide to throw the dollar, the pram, they can get what they want.
Do you think the DUP represent you? Do you think they even represent unionist farmers?
There's no political party in Northern Ireland represent anybody but themselves. Bottom line. I told you you wouldn't like my opinion. I'm giving you my opinion. England doesn't want Northern Ireland except for the backing of the British government. That's it.
So they just want the DUP?
Of course they do. They
don't want MPs.
Theresa May doesn't want to use the DUP vote. Ask her tonight when they're voting.
I have never believed from the onset that there would ever be a Brexit at all.
So you still think Brexit won't happen?
I most definitely have always believed, and it's very apparent and obvious now, that there will be no Brexit.
Well, it looks like there will be a Brexit. Perhaps it could be a Brexit light or a Diet Coke Brexit.
There will be no Brexit.
No Brexit?
No Brexit.
And why do you think there'll be no Brexit?
Because from the onset, it was inevitable to me, because it was never wanted in the beginning, irrespective of the fact that over 17 million people voted for it. I never believed, and still, as I said, definitely not.
Northern Ireland voted to remain. Scotland voted to remain. England and Wales voted to leave.
Correct. It would have been immaterial as to whether there was 25 million people voted for it. It would not have happened.
Why won't it happen? Why do you think it won't
happen? Because I don't believe that the House of Lords or the House of Parliament or the various extremely influential people...
Big business don't want it. Massive
big
industry
business
don't
want it. But above all, politicians don't want it. And democracy is on the totally on the sideline.
So you think Theresa May will lose her vote tonight? It will go
Mrs.
back to a people's
May
vote?
Mrs. May already knows full well, as I do, are just a very ordinary, simple individual, that there's not going to be a Brexit. It's a whole big game player.
A game player for what?
A game player of manipulation to appear as though there was going to be a Brexit. And it was obvious it's a whole psychological game.
I'm just sick of listening about it.
You're sick of
listening about
Brexit?
Brexit.
And last night a deal was struck, or perhaps assurances, yeah, or legally binding changes, depending on what side of the fence you're on. And we understand the DUP won't support changes
they
or assurances.
They said on the news that they're looking over it careful, and they will give their answer tonight.
I want it over. It's just driving on a lot too long, you know, and I think the only answer is another vote.
Another vote?
Yeah,
another people's
vote, yeah. Definitely. I think it'll be overturned.
their Attorney General, Geoffrey Cox, said legal risks remain unchanged over the backstop. We understand the DUP aren't going to support it. Are we back to square one? How many more weeks do you think this can just rumble on for? And the fact that you're from the border, you're from this area, you remember the 80s.
I do indeed. I wouldn't want anyone to go back there again, but I think this, the only answer is another vote. People were sold a lie. It's just common sense to stay in the EU.
Do you think Irish politicians south of the border, do you think British politicians over in England care about you? Do they care about what this backstop really means, or do they just see it as a headache to try and get a deal over the line?
Do you mean about the north here?
Yeah, do you think they care about you?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not, no. And I do think if the DUP is propping them up at the minute, and I think they'll be sold down the line as well, whenever it comes to it.
We've been told there's not going to be a border, there's never going to be a border, there's going to be everything but a border. Do you believe them?
I hope so, yes. Well, I don't know whether I believe them or not, because there's a lot of dirty tricks going on, but I mean, there'll not be any more borders, there'll not be a border.
And you remember the Troubles?
I do indeed, yeah.
How hard was it? Obviously there was 3% unemployment and there was troops and helicopters where we were standing at one point. Now there's jobs, there's sunlight.
Prosperity, yes. The thing's booming. This place here is booming. And it's good for everybody. Good for everybody. And
if the border comes back, do you think there'll be cross-border shopping?
I don't think so. Not if they're going to have the... If they're going to have checkpoints, no, it's not a chance, no. People wouldn't go through that again, they wouldn't accept it.
How do you think Northern Ireland will look post-Brexit?
It's hard to say. I'm sick of the whole lot because I never thought it through.
You don't think
the British politicians thought
about Northern Ireland? Do you think that even came into their head?
No, they all look after themselves. You know, imagine putting 14 shots on one person.
You remember the
Troubles? The paratroopers.
You remember those
times?
Yeah,
I remember them well, yeah.
I think they're giving way to England as usual.
So
just
you
as
think
usual.
The EU is giving away to England?
I do,
yes.
I do, sure.
And Dublin. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
And what about you? What about the Northern Irish people? What about the people living on the border? You are the backstop.
Yes,
you are the
living
backstop.
I know. We remember when they took the number of your tires in case we'd buy a tire and on dock.
Really?
They took the number of our tires going up through. If I made a mistake one time, went to a football match, I came home through an unapproved road. I couldn't get back in the Republic again. I couldn't leave Northern Ireland again.
An unapproved road means it wasn't.
I shouldn't have come
troops.
Through it.
That's right.
No, it was before the Troubles.
Before the Troubles?
Oh, it was a way long before the Troubles.
So you've always had issues with the border?
Oh, yes.
You remember the border going back?
Yeah.
Yes. Before 69?
Oh, yes. In the late 1940s, we used to go over to town and buy cigarettes for my father. He was unemployed. They were cheaper in the Republic, and the customs would have took them off. They took 120 cigarettes off me. I was only a child.
Must have been a fortune.
He took it was my daddy's. It was all his national.
A week's wages.
A week's wages it was. Yeah, they took them off. They didn't give me a receipt, and I would say they sold them.
Really?
Simple as that.
So you feel that whoever took them sold them on?
Surely, because we should have had a receipt. I heard that years and years later. We should have had a receipt.
And for you, post-Brexit, will we go back to those times of smuggling cigarettes?
They'll go back to smuggling, but not as small as that. It'll be big.
Big smuggling.
It'll be lorry loads of stuff on the quiet at night, and that's the way it'll go back.
So back to lorry loads of smuggling.
Yes.
I would say so, because...
Cattle.
Yes.
Back and forward. Maybe the same cattle coming back and forward. Maybe the
so
same
all
cattle.
Sorts of carry on.
Yes.
All that went on.
How do you think Newry and Northern Ireland will look post-Brexit after the United Kingdom finally leaves the EU?
It's going to be the same. The wages are down. The nurses haven't got a pay raise in the last 13 years. They got, I think it was 9p or something like that there.
£9?
£9.
9p.
An hour extra. I'm only working 15 hours a week. Government cutbacks.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen when it comes to the backstop? How will it pan out?
Nothing. It'll be the same. Business as usual.
No change. So you think the common worker, the average Joe...
The average Joe is going to get nothing out of it. It's only the politicians who's going to get anything out of it.
Do you think there'll ever be a border, even if it's frictionless? Do you think there'll be queues of lorries at the border? And when I say Brexit, do your eyes glaze over?
They sure do.